Hey guys, happy Friday and welcome to today's Fit Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. This is Katie and today I'm going to share with you some of my travel takeaways. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know I record these Fit Friday episodes on my way to work, and today is my first day back from what feels like a century. I think it was 11 days of traveling to Europe. So we went to Berlin, Amsterdam, and London, and my sister had a baby before I left. It was just, the past 2 weeks have been freaking insanity. And most people would, I feel like, dread going back to work, but I can honestly say right now, I feel so recharged and energetic, and I mean, the sun is shining, it's beautiful here, but I truly feel like I have a full cup, and it's not as dreadful to get back to my routine that I know I've totally experienced in the past when it comes to even just a long weekend, but most definitely a long vacation. So my first tip is to give yourself some grace. All right. Before you go and travel, just say it out loud. Just admit to yourself, I'm not going to get in my workouts every day. I'm not going to eat like the best way of eating I ever have. Just throw all your routine out the window. I mean, to be completely honest, just give yourself grace. It's going to be different, but you know yourself best. You know you're not going to be freaking sitting on the couch doing nothing the whole week. Like, you know you're going to be active. You know you're going to eat so many French fries to the point where you're going to want a salad because, you know, if you've been practicing this intuitive eating thing that we've discussed, that's just what your body's going to want. You're going to get back to your exercise when you get back. Like, life will go on. You're not going to die of a heart attack or, you know, something's not going to happen to you from 1 week of getting off your routine without exercise and eating your normal way. Okay. So just throw that out the window. But my second tip is to give yourself some sort of routine. And I know I just said forget your routine, but give yourself some sort of routine or some time for you each day. I personally am an introvert, so being around a lot of people like drains me. And that's weird being a group fitness instructor and a master trainer. Like, I'm always around people. I talk to clients all day, but I know myself and I know I need that alone time to just recharge, be alone with my thoughts and just like chill out. So I didn't get to do this every day, but I did have at least a couple days where I was able to finagle my mornings to wake up a little bit earlier, go for like a light jog. There were some places that was kind of sketchy. So to be honest, I didn't work out because like I would get lost. I don't have Wi-Fi, I'd get lost, whatever. But just time to be alone. Maybe that's waking up early to have coffee by yourself before everyone else gets up. Maybe it's just like opting out to do what everyone else is doing, to just be by yourself for 20 minutes. Whatever it is that you need, give yourself that time to be alone. Even if it's not every day, a couple days helps. So my third tip, and this is my last tip, is give yourself time to get a little bit of work done. And maybe that's in during your me time. And I know that sounds crazy, and some of you may totally disagree with me, but I know myself and that mental energy that comes with knowing and thinking of everything that's going to be building up, you know, in your inbox or at home waiting for you when you get back, like that stresses me out. So if I can take some time to follow up on some emails or check into social media, you know, whatever it is on my to-do list, if I can knock out just a couple of those things to just, you know, slightly manage it, that allows me to be more present during the rest of the day because I'm not thinking about that. Now, some of you may not have that issue, but that's me. And I know that I think that made a huge difference with allowing me to be present. And my last tip is just remember where you are. I did find one time where, you know, I'm like standing in front of the Buckingham Palace searching for Wi-Fi. And I just like smacked myself in the head and was like, Katie, are you kidding me? You are standing in front of the mother freaking Buckingham Palace. Like, you may never be in this moment ever again. So get off your damn phone and just like look up and pay attention and enjoy what's around you and the people around you, because this is a pretty precious moment that, you know, not many people get. And a lot of people are not fortunate enough to go on trips and abroad and experience life the way so many of us do. I mean, you're listening to this getting smarter and stronger on your iPhone, probably, or on your computer, your device. And, you know, being abroad and just traveling makes you realize, gosh, so many people do not have all these things that we do. And we really, I mean, it's selfish. It's selfish to not be present in moments like that where you are given the opportunity to experience something else. So I hope you enjoyed those tips. If you're interested in hearing more travel tips, or, you know, maybe you've struggled with being present while traveling, or maybe you've come back and, you know, gotten in that anxiety of, you know, I went off the wagon, I gotta get back off the wagon. If you'd be interested in hearing another episode like that, I would totally be happy to record one, because that was another thought that I had of why this vacation was different was, gosh, I would get back and like stress out and drink water and just eat only salads and work out like a mad woman, but I didn't feel the need to do that. And I feel freaking great. And yeah, something was different and I'm not mad about it. But otherwise, that's it for today's episode. I hope you guys have an awesome weekend. Enjoy the weather if it's sunny and warm where you're at. If it's rainy, maybe you binge listen to some more podcasts. But that's it for today. We'll talk to you guys next week. If you enjoyed this, remember, share this episode with a friend and hit that subscribe button. We always love reviews and just hearing what you guys think, because we are here for you. All right, have an awesome weekend. Bye.